Hey everyone, we're back. This is the John Cena Batista WWE or no world title matchup for WrestleMania 26, which is this Sunday. So there's an advertisement that they didn't pay for. This is actually one we were talking about today, which we really shouldn't have. Should have just waited for it. But this is the one match where I really want to see Dave Batista win, and I have never openly rooted for this guy before.
Yeah, he has done a fantastic job since they've turned him heel, it being a complete and utter dick.
Yeah, and as I was asking you, I was like, where has this been? I mean, I have never seen him. Seen him like this before. I mean,
Seen him like this?
yeah, sorry. But no, but I've never seen Batista this into a program ever. And really just showing this much life. I mean, that his clip from Monday Night Raw where he's dancing around and just basically mocking John Cena, mocking the fans. It all just seems so natural. It just seems natural. Going back to when he spit out my one of my favorite lines now. The you worry about kissing babies and hugging fat girls. Well, I'll be in the gym. That, I mean, I've seen people complain that that was written for him. Who gives a shit? That was an excellent line, and it was delivered perfect.
Yeah, even some of the Rock's promos were written for him, for God's sakes. Does
Yeah.
that make you think he's less of a good guy on the mic?
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm just marvel at really the development of him just out of the blue, to me, just out of the blue.
Yeah, Tim.
But you had a good point of why we're seeing this all of a sudden, though.
Well, I think, and there's a second point, really, even, because I had mentioned that he hasn't been a heel since Evolution,
Right.
which, and I'm not even sure what that time frame is, but what, it's got to have been 5 years or something like that? Because when they both won the world titles, that when him and Cena won, did they win the world titles at the same time? What did they say? That was
They were on the same
2003?
paper. Yeah, it was the same WrestleMania. Yeah.
Did he say 2003 then? Earlier?
I believe it was, yes.
Okay,
Without
so it's been
Googling it.
7 years since Evolution's broken up, and he has been a face that whole time. Now, granted, he has spent extensive time on the shelf, but he's been a baby face, and that might be it. Just they, because he didn't have any mic time, honestly, or very little that I remember in Evolution. So, like, his heel character was not explored at all. And they're finally going for it right now.
I think, and yeah, you're exactly right. And that's where I was when we were talking earlier. I was like, holy crap, that's right. I mean, just wow, it's been that long. I mean, and today, the way they do it, except for John Cena, everybody's been a heel or a face in that amount of time. I mean, hell, even Shawn Michaels played the heel off and on. I mean, not full-fledged, of course, but, still played the heel. Triple H, of course. Well, maybe not Randy Orton.
Yeah, no, they had that short little experiment with him as a baby face a while ago.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
So yeah, he was heel, went face, kind of sorta, and that thing just blew up in their faces. And then he went back heel. So yeah, like every major player, yeah, aside from Cena, has made a change, even if it has been short-lived. So yeah, he hasn't really gotten that chance. And Tim, my buddy, had mentioned that he thought that maybe it's just the style, that short promo style that Batista's always had is just working for him better as a heel than it ever did as a face.
Yeah, true, true. At that, but at that time, at the same time, it goes back to an old column I wrote when we were at the Torch, and it was all about how people use like their real life anger, like real life situations that, you know, just made them mad. I mean, that's what I honestly think fueled most of ECW, well, the original, of course, which is these guys who just had a chip on their shoulder and that. And I honestly think of course some of it's, you know, obviously written, scripted, whatever. But there's got to be some sort of animosity built up because Batista, he'd get a run going, he'd get hurt. Get a run going, get hurt. Get a run going, loses to Undertaker. He had the example of Randy Orton this year back at WrestleMania 24 where they put him against Umaga for no reason. You know, it was a weird – I mean, it's obviously an uncomfortable situation. So you got to wonder if all this time where they were making him play the face – he just got tired of it. So he's channeling some of that into these promos and stuff. I mean, that's just a theory.
Yeah, well, there's something. Something's going on there for sure.
Yeah, just because I will not... I'm sorry, that's very stubborn, but I just can't give him that much credit for being that good on the mic out of the blue without having to attach something else, you know? I mean...
Yeah.
You just don't wake up one day and all of a sudden you're good on the mic. It just doesn't happen. I mean, if that was the case, Jeff Hardy would be good on the mic, you know?
Yeah, and I was saying the whole short, well, at least Tim had mentioned it there about the short promos. Well, last night really was not a short promo at all. Mm-mm.
No.
He had a lot of time to fill before Cena came down.
Yeah. But it also makes you think, you know what? If I'm taking advantage of this stuff, and I'm going to say whatever exactly is on my mind. And, I mean, obviously it's not a shoot, or they'd be cutting him off immediately, of course. But I just get the feeling there's something behind it all. And, you know, you can see, he and Batista made mention of this, about not being the face of WWE, and they chose John Cena instead.
Yeah.
I mean, the case could be made if Batista would have stayed healthy, that they should have made Batista the face of WWE. If he stays healthy.
I think it's a reasonable argument, and I mean, I don't think, you know, in reality too, even in between those injuries, I don't know if he didn't get the chances that Cena did, or if he turned him down, or what his deal was, honestly, because they certainly didn't. They never lacked in pushing him. Right. I mean, I don't even care to go back and count how many times we bitched about the fact that he was being pushed and how awful he was, and that he was terrible mm-hmm. in the ring, and this, that, and the other thing. I mean, it's, you know, been an endless barrage, really, since he's been in that position.
Right. And it's also, all of that is gone now, too. He's no longer terrible in the ring. Even as a face, his mic skills got better.
Yeah.
So, it's like, what did Eric, like, the one guy, we were at WrestleMania 24, the guy had a Batista can't wrestle on the back of his shirt, and Eric kept yelling at him, welcome to 2004, or something like that.
Yeah, that, and wasn't that the one that he, oh, no, you just... was that the one he fought The Undertaker in and he had a really good match?
No, that was WrestleMania 23, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The one that we were all, like, pissing on, and then they went out and tore the house down. Had the best match on the card. Yeah, so it's really... I mean, people just want to hate on people. And it's a good segue into talking about John Cena's part in this. On Raw, they were in San Diego. They started chanting, "You can't wrestle at John Cena." And it's like, seriously? I'm not a John Cena fan. I mean, I don't like the white bread, no edge, you know, over emoting sort of thing. I wasn't a Hulk Hogan fan, and he's the modern day Hulk Hogan, and I just don't like it. As a fan, I don't like it. As a marketing tool, I totally understand it. But it's like, really? Are we back in 2003, 2004, just like Batista? Can't we get past this already? I mean, I didn't understand where that came from, I guess.
Yeah, and he's not a bad wrestler.
No.
Like, I mean, I'm not going to, like, throw him in there with, like, HBK or anything
yeah.
of the sort. But he's not bad either.
No.
So it's
he's
like,
perfectly.
Huh?
He is ahead of Hulk Hogan in the wrestling category. Hulk Hogan, the biggest draw in the history of wrestling. Well, I guess Austin. But it's, I don't know. I've always had a weird time comparing those two because of the time span. The time. Well, the times also. Shit. Imagine if Hogan had the internet when he was that big.
Oh.
The amount of merch he could have sold.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you had to depend on WWE or WWF magazine. My God, they got me part of the Borg now. But and you have to do those stupid inserts. You'd have to call an 800 number or go to the arena and get your ticket. I mean, get your merchandise there. It wasn't like it is now, so.
Yeah, there's that. And, I mean, they were, God, when Hogan was around, there were times that I went to the Jaffa Mosque in Altoona to see a show. You know, and I mean, it's seated, you know, probably at most 2,000 people.
Yeah.
And when Austin was around, they're going into these 15,000-seat arenas.
Yes. But also...
All the time.
Yeah, but when's the last time they've been to Altoona, Pennsylvania?
Oh, yeah.
No. So there's another difference, too. They weren't having... I mean, when I was living in Ohio, they had a show a month at the Richfield Coliseum. I mean, if they took 2 months off of shows, it was unheard of. So, I don't know. But I mean, we got totally off track, so...
Yeah.
But no, it's... John Cena has been fine. And no, I don't care for the whole I'm going to cry thing. But that's a personal choice. But it matters to the smorgasbord of kids that are in the audience to see their hero so beaten down. So it's two perfect... I mean, they're two sides of the coins, don't you think? Or am I just...
Oh, for this matchup?
Yeah, or am I just going crazy on that? I mean...
No. Because it really is, like... And I thought that Cena had been getting away from those all the guys don't like him and all the women and the kids love him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this really seems to be feeding right into that.
Yeah.
Because it seems like all the guys are cheering on Batista.
Yeah.
And all the women and the kids are cheering on Cena.
Yeah. It has kind of gotten it back to that point. And just you even mentioning that just reminded me of WrestleMania 23. We were at the small fan show they had. And Dusty's friend Josh kept wanting to wrestle everybody with a title belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we saw that one guy walking around dressed up like John Cena with a girlfriend. And he's just yelling at the guy. And that was some of the funniest shit that happened the entire time. Just yelling, "I'll wrestle you for that." He's like, and then going ape shit on him saying, how can you like John Cena and all this stuff? And it's like, but at the same time, it's like nowadays, would you do that? I mean, I'm mixing two different topics together now, but
yeah,
but no, I mean, I think this is a fresh match too. This has only happened one and a half times if you count the Elimination Chamber, of course. I mean, they had their match at SummerSlam where Batista, you know, broke his neck and all that stuff. So
yeah, they've mainly, you know. Batista's mainly been a SmackDown guy, you know, mm-hmm. over that run too, which I guess
mainly,
is
yes.
the
I mean, he's had his
mainly,
yeah,
yeah, because and that's probably another reason why he wasn't ever the face of the WWE.
Mm.
Like as much as you know, they devote time to the Undertaker, you know, he kind of lurks in the background sometimes.
Yeah, well, Taker always has that part where he takes time off and all that stuff, and
well, yeah.
You know, so, but that's when it can be somebody else for a change. But and never seemed to be Dave. And I think part of it was his injuries. I mean, he'd be out for how many months at a time? But those 5 years, how long was he gone? I mean,
I mean, he had at least the two consecutive triceps tear, and the one was like right before he was ready to come back.
Yeah, but then he also didn't he tear pectoral? Back muscle. Pectoral was John Cena. That's right. Okay.
His injuries haven't been like, oh, we need to take him off the road for a couple of weeks. They've mm-hmm. been, oh, we've got to take him off for several months.
Yeah, and I was just about to say, it's pretty bad when you're going, well, did he have a torn this or torn this? Or was it a torn this? I mean, and everything sounds reasonable. But now, this is, I don't know, this is just the one, this is the one match besides The Undertaker and Shawn Michaels that I'm really looking forward to. I think John Cena wins this match. I can't imagine with, especially after that promo on Monday, that John Cena's being downtrodden and, oh, woe is me and this and this. And then they have him go out and lose. I can't see it.
Yeah.
Because Hulk Hogan wouldn't lose. So, and that's our crux of our, the argument here.
Yeah, I mean, there was that, and the fact that they really did do the build-up hype for Michaels and Undertaker before this one just really makes you think that it's going to be the main event.
Yeah.
And, again, like, WrestleMania is the one show that guaranteed they send the crowd home happy, and even though the guys might not be happy,
yeah,
they could give a crap less because they know the kids are bugging to buy the John Cena merch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, had that 1 year Triple H was a heel and won, but that, I think that can really trace us back. That's about the only one I can think of.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, Austin, yeah, but Austin and Houston winning and joining up with McMahon. I think those are the only two, really. So, no, you're exactly right. I mean, outside of those two. Of 26 of them, two of them have the heels winning. Yeah. Your best bets there.
Yeah, chances are pretty fucking good.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, listen, I think, we spent a lot of time on Batista, but it's like, what can you say about Cena anymore? So...
Yeah, I mean he really is the cash cow.
Yep, and I think for that exact reason that's why he wins, and then they can have another one later. So, I'll let you do the honors, and then I'm gonna get out of here.
Okie doke, grandkids, it's time for a sippy time beer, and maybe a little bit of the hair of the dog. I'm out.